Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
If you build it, they will come. Joel, seen that movie? He's in the movie, Joe.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 Scores scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't know. No. I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you got it.
Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
The Locked On Bulls podcast.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up? Welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Our episode today and every month, every day in the month of May, and now it is June, and every day of the rest of the year, it's going to be Built Bar, BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off your order. Not the way that I ever expected to come off of the episode that we did, and I did with Tony Gill on Friday, but Matt, I'm kind of lost for words. I was not even sure how we were going to do a podcast today, and I didn't even know really what to even talk about, what to even say. You know, everything that's happened over the course of the last 72 hours, I would say, has just, I think, blown everybody away, and it's an unspeakable time right now, I guess, in our country. It's hitting so close to home here in Chicago, and I think you and I felt it was necessary to come on here and at least, you know, address and give at least people a little bit of how we're feeling, what we think, and that'll be it. I don't think we're going to do basketball today on this episode, though. But how are you, Matt? How you doing since the weekend?
What's up, Jordan? What's up, Bulls Nation? I'm hanging in there, man, and I hope you and yours are doing well. I hope all of our listeners and their close ones are also okay right now. It's been a sad week. It was a awful, sad, and stressful weekend. Bottom line is, you know, I'm safe right now, and I'm safe right now because I'm white. And that's the fucked up reality of our current situation. My neighborhood actually got pretty badly looted just last night. You know, the majority of the damage in Chicago when these protests and then the looting and rioting that started Saturday was more around, of course, the focus on the downtown Chicago area, and Mag Mile got hit hard. And then there was a really bad string of looting that happened basically down Milwaukee Avenue through the Wicker Park area, which is just like 8 blocks from my house. The liquor store across the street from my house actually got looted last night, as well as a few other businesses in the area. It's just incredibly, incredibly sad. I feel for those who are more deeply affected by this. I mean, you try and voice your support. I can say Black Lives Matter and tweet Black Lives Matter a million times all day, every day. You also just have to try and be aware of the fact that the people whose voices really need to be heard right now are those who don't feel safe and aren't safe. And, this being a Bulls podcast, for the most part, I appreciated the statement that was released by the Reinsdorf family about what's going on in Chicago and across the country right now. I do felt it rang a little hollow in terms of using phrases like we need to come together and we need to put aside our differences, when really clearly the way I see it, there are people being murdered and there are people not being held accountable. This isn't a, you know, find people on both sides kind of situation. It's not. And it's disheartening because, people that I've talked to, the overarching theme is that, like, you know, yes, we've had enough and it's time for this to stop. But how many times have we said that? How many times have we gone out and protested? I've been out in the streets of Chicago protesting police brutality and various social injustices a number of times in the not too distant past. And especially, I'm sure, Chicagoans right now, everyone across the world is grieving for George Floyd. But, you know, just thinking back to a few years ago in the whole Laquan McDonald situation, the tragedy of Laquan McDonald, like, this hits very close to home for Chicagoans, and it's sad. It just feels like a completely helpless situation, but it shouldn't be. And there are different ways that people can get involved. And I urge our listeners, whether they're Chicagoans or not, to help in any ways you can. I've been retweeting a lot of different links to a lot of different organizations and places to donate today. So if you want, you know, go check my Twitter handle, my Twitter feed, or lots of other people have been sharing it throughout the day as well. Cleanup efforts, food depositories, small businesses that need our help right now.
Yeah, I think it's well said. The small businesses and all of these people too that were injured, and, you know, doing the right thing, yet violence had turned to violence, you know, not only here in our city in Chicago, but it's seemingly every major city across the United States over the last 48 to 72 hours. And I know it's affected anybody that's listening to our podcast that even doesn't live here in Chicago. It's happening probably not, if not in your city, it's happening pretty damn close to your city. And for the international listeners that are listening to our podcast right now, watching this on social media as it kind of unfolds and trying to understand what the hell is going on here, I think you're getting a pretty good idea now. And I think social media is firing that completely. And a lot of us don't really know what's going to happen or what's going to be next. But Matt, I'm looking at two letters that I was sent this morning to even be able to get into the city of Chicago right now. And I mean, talking about businesses, I was just out, and the Walmart and the Target across the street, probably a 5-minute drive from where I am. I'm 45 minutes southwest of the city, and they're all closing down. They all were all closing down at 4 p.m. Most of the downtown suburb areas boarded up. So it's not like it's just happening in the city anymore. It's all over the place right now. So I got in touch with my brother last night. He works for Aurora Township, and he got called in at about 5 o'clock, and he didn't come home. He had to be a backup. And a lot of those guys, the people, the EMTs, the firefighters, everybody that responded yesterday, I think, you know, it's been tough on everybody. But I want to say this before anything else, and I don't know how much longer we're going to go on this, Matt. You and I think both recognize completely our privilege to be able to make money, to be able to talk about sports, and to be able to talk about athletes every single day, and to be in sports media, and to have the jobs that we have. And I want people to know that we don't take that for granted. We don't take that for lightly, and we recognize it. And I don't know about you, and I would imagine you feel the same way, but I'm angry and I'm hurt for everything that's going on in our country right now, and for those people, and trying to do the best I can to lend a hand without it making it look like it's hollow. And I feel like a lot of social media is doing that exact same thing too. So it's just, I don't know, it's a bizarre and very, very helpless time. I think that's something that you said, in hopeless time at this point in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, as we're recording this right now, just a few moments ago, you know, I have Twitter open, and there are peaceful protests getting broken up with tear gas and rubber bullets just outside the White House in D.C. right now, because our president, quote unquote president, decided to come out and speak on this for the first time. It's all just it kind of just all of this, you know, compounding upon itself. It just has this weird, creepy end of days kind of feeling to it, man. And I hope that that is not the case, and I hope that we can come out of this. But you're talking about not just Chicago, but other big cities everywhere across the country. People have been hit hard by this pandemic. Not only over 100,000 lives lost, but 40 million plus unemployed. And guess who's been hit hard? And hit hardest by that, the African American community, minorities. And that's the real tragedy about some of this looting that's been happening in Chicago, where the buildings that have been targeted and businesses that have been targeted are, you know, private family owned small businesses, bodegas, shops that are private owned family businesses, a lot of which, a majority of which I would be willing to venture, are minority families. And as if they didn't have enough on their minds and on their hearts, and if they didn't have enough problems dealing with what we're dealing with right now. You know, though, to those that want to be out and peacefully protesting here in Chicago or anywhere, I commend you and would implore you to stay safe as best you can. Continue to, you know, wear masks, even, you know, distance yourself as best you can when you're in large crowds. And also just listen. That's what I'm trying to do right now as a privileged white man, is listen more than I talk. And a good piece of listening I did today that I would urge our listeners to check out as well, because you can go back and listen to all of the episodes of the various shows on your network, 670 The Score, Jordan, is what Lawrence Holmes had to say at the top of his noon show today. He spoke for close to a full half hour on his thoughts about what's been going on. They were raw and emotional, but they were so on point. I appreciated hearing from people whose voices are certainly deserving to be much louder than yours or mine right now. So listen and listen and listen. And the other thing that I would say when it comes to us talking about this right now, instead of talking about any, you know, tidbits of Bulls or NBA news, is that I hope none of our listeners out there are the hashtag stick to sports types. Because in my opinion, that's bullshit. There is a crossover that cannot be ignored. And those people who are condemning the protesters and putting all of this blame on protesters for the looting and the rioting that has taken place, as we're still trying to figure out just exactly who has been doing the looting and rioting, and I don't think it's as clear cut as some are making it out to be. People saying, well, you know, don't loot and don't riot, just, you know, peacefully protest, silently protest, whatever the fuck that means. And then, well, you know, well, what about Colin Kaepernick? Did anybody actually think that accomplish something? Or do the people who are saying don't loot and don't riot, you're the ones who are causing the problems, are the same people who are saying, hey, you're dishonoring the flag, you're dishonoring America, you're dishonoring our veterans and our active military? To those people, I would say, open your ears, open your hearts up a little bit, and please, before you open your mouth up again, shut the fuck up and think. Because so much of this is so goddamn frustrating, and there is a reason that Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. There is a reason that professional athletes try, when they feel that they have a voice and need to use that voice, when it comes to things like this. There's a reason that Derrick Rose wore a t-shirt that said, I can't breathe, in honor of Eric Gardner, the late Eric Gardner. And how many fucking years ago was that? And how many years later are we still dealing with this same problem? It disgusts me to my core, and I certainly hope that we don't have any of those closed-minded people listening to our podcast. And I will, without apology right now, say that if any of you stick to sports people are out there listening and you're disappointed and disgusted by what you're hearing me say right now, fuck off. Find a different podcast. I don't care. You know, it's like every time I see a Shea Serrano tweet telling, you know, MAGA people to fuck off, and I don't care if you buy my book, don't buy my book. Seriously, don't buy my book. Like, that is the vibe that I'm feeling right now. But, you know, and that is coming from me, a white man who has very, very little, not very little, zero room to speak on this and feel like I need to have my voice heard. But other than that, listen to people whose voices should be heard right now.
There's no good way to do this, so I'm just going to do it. BuiltBar.com, $10 off using the promo code LOCKEDON. You guys have heard us talk about Built Bar for the last month of May, and they were fantastic, and we're getting some feedback from everybody who's purchased or tried Built Bar, and I know one of our listeners, Derek, he tweeted at me and said the peanut butter was, in fact, his favorite. So check it out right now. Built Bar is an amazing sponsor for us all year long. So they've been great to us in May, and they'll be great to you guys, too. Like I said, low calorie, low carb, high in protein. It's the perfect, if you're looking for something for a replacement for breakfast or lunch, or maybe something to get you in between meals, and you don't want to stack on the carbs right before a big meal, check out Built Bar. They have 20 different flavors, releasing new flavors all the time. Like I said, the chocolate and peanut butter one's my favorite. So check out BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off. That's BuiltBar.com for $10 off your first order. When you support Built Bar, you support us, and you support everything we're doing here at Locked On Bulls and the Locked On Podcast Network, which, again, for the millionth time, and we can't say it enough, we appreciate everybody that's supported us, supported Built Bar, and everything that we've done here in the last couple of years. The last thing, Matt, that I'll say is, again, I didn't want to do a 30-minute podcast because I think screaming at our listeners and anybody that listens here, I think for the most part are good people, and the 99% of people here are already know these things. The only thing that I would say is, you know, nobody wants to hear me rant about any of this, and I feel it's important to talk about it. But what does my voice have in approximation to anybody else out there that deserves to maybe be speaking on this and has a better idea and better experience than I do in any of this? But I feel bad for all the people that were out there making an impact and doing protests peacefully and doing the right thing, and it was ruined, and now it's being ruined by I'm watching people break in and loot their own neighborhoods and just hurting their own neighborhoods. And the city of Chicago too, you know, I work down there every day, almost damn near every day for a year, and I've never once, you know, all these things you hear about Chicago being an unsafe place, and, you know, why would you want to go down in the city, and why would you want to live there? I've never not felt safe while I've ever been in the city, and I've been in every different part of the city. So I just, for me, I would say I think it's awful, awful, awful for the people that are doing the right thing, and yet it's ruined by the people that are looting, smashing businesses, especially the small businesses, the people that are never going to be able to recover from this. And, you know, I hear the insurance thing is something that my generation and the younger generation underneath me loves to float out there as like this end all be all. It's like, oh, okay, everybody's got insurance. That's not the case. Not everybody's got this type of insurance to cover these damages for these businesses. And I feel so bad. I see these people on the news that had nothing to do with this. And they're minority business owners too. And they're like, we had nothing to do with this and my business is ruined. So for those people, I feel the worst for. And I'm sure 99.9% of our audience that's listening to this right now probably feels the same way. But Matt, I don't have much else to say. No Bulls news today, no basketball. I don't feel like it's right. Hopefully we can do some of that at some point later in the week. You got anything else?
Yeah. Just again, help if you can in any way you can. Donate if you can. I know these are hard times economically for a lot of people, but even every little bit helps. Donating to good causes that need your help, or if your neighborhood has been affected by this, if your neighboring neighborhood has been affected by this and people are organizing cleanups, I urge you to go and lend a hand, lend two hands. Chicago is a very strong city, Jordan. I know, you know that. I know that. Our listeners know that. It's a proud city. And I have hope that we're going to come through this. But we will only do so if we do it together, and, help your neighbor in any way that you can. And, again, for people like you and me who are sometimes feeling helpless and white and privileged and not really sure what to say or what to do in times like these, sitting by and doing nothing is just as bad as being an active part of the problem. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I know that it seems sometimes like a daunting task to put your money, or not just your money, but your actions where your mouth is with things like that. I'm going to try. I would encourage our listeners to try in whatever way that they can. And in the meantime, most importantly, just stay safe stay safe, be kind to your neighbors. And hopefully we will get through these dark times.
It's going to about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Again, thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring this episode and every episode of ours for the rest of the year. Go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off. That's builtbar.com. Promo code Locked On. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley, Bulls Nation. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe out there. And we will talk to you guys. We will talk to you guys later. See ya.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.